Michael. I can't think of a piece of music that better fits Mike Monaco being here than the People's Court. Hey, okay, a couple things. A couple important things. Oh, hold on. No, we can't. Hold on.
We need to be able to hear Mike in order for this segment to go well.
Or maybe not.
I kind of think so.
Or not.
All right, so let's...
How are you, Ro?
Mike, I couldn't be better. Thank you, Michael. Right. Thank you for everything.
Oh, God.
This
is not my favorite game. You know that.
Okay. So for years, Michael and I played a little game called Is It Legal? Yeah. Now, we played it off the air mostly because I would call him.
Yeah. Hello, Mike?
Right.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I've been drinking.
Uh-huh.
Mike and I have been... Yeah. We've been friends and companions... not that way.
No.
For decades now. Yeah. And, every once in a while, things would happen, and
sure.
I would have to call Mike and go, Mike, is this legal? Because the arresting officer
says
it is.
How soon can you get here? Yeah.
Did you ever, in advance of something, ask him if it's legal?
Yeah,
or was it always after the
mostly,
fact?
It's the listeners. He had them call up and say, okay, I got a question.
Uh-huh.
I have a gun. No, God, okay. Let's hold off on that question. Just say no.
So here's the a couple things. Michael Avenatti.
Yeah.
Michael Avenatti has been accused of extortion.
Three separate charges.
Yes. And they all revolving around his representation of Stormy Daniels.
No, not all of them. One against Nike is about his representation of high school basketball players with Garagos, I think. And then they got on the phone and said, unless Nike paid them $1 million or some large amount of money. And then he also wanted Nike to hire him to investigate the case.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so that was weird.
But the latest one, the allegations are that he forged Stormy Daniels' signature, stole her book proceeds, and then used money to pay for his Ferrari.
I know. This is exactly involving Stormy Daniels and her money. He stole her money. He was her lawyer, and now he's claiming that he gave her millions of dollars of free legal services. Well, if it's free legal services, then you can't charge her for them.
Right, well, okay, so Michael Monaco, is this legal?
Yes.
If you are not billing her,
yes,
because you've got her out there with you, and that's drawing all this attention, and yada, blah, blah, yada, do you then have the right to give her a bill eventually?
Yes. Oh, sure. You could. You could give her a bill.
But he never gave her the bill before he took the $300,000.
Took the cash. Oh, God. Now, I'll tell you this. The case in New York against Nike is more has more problems for the government, it seems
nuanced.
To me. It is more nuanced because many cases, lawyers call opposing lawyers and say, if you don't do this, you're going to be sued. You're going to lose a lot of money. You're going to lose your job. You this, that, and the other.
Right.
But here, it was really sort of a more direct threat, and it was a threat of accusing Nike of violating law. Now, that's one thing as a lawyer you cannot do. As a lawyer, you cannot tell someone that you're going to cause them to have a criminal charge against them unless they pay you money. That is against the ethical rules of a lawyer. All over America.
Seems like it should be, too,
doesn't
it?
In New York and Chicago.
Does seem like the right thing.
Seems like the right thing.
It's I like it. It's in New York and Chicago.
Apparently, in that case, right ahead of their earnings call, he said that he needed to be paid $20 million or he would reveal embarrassing information about the company. That seems to fall under that umbrella of what you just described as not legal.
Right. But it's closer. It's close.
It's close to legal, though. Because
close to legal.
Well, because if he has embarrassing information, he has a right to, as an attorney, he's got a right to disclose it. He can't.
And threaten them with it.
He can't quid pro quo it exactly, right?
It's a close question, but that's why they tape recorded all the calls, and he got arrested as he's about to go into the Boies Schiller offices in New York. The Boies Schiller is the law firm for Nike.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That was a bad day for him.
Yes.
He says he had a call. There's a great story in Vanity Fair this week about Avenatti.
Where is Mark Garagos on this, though? Famed lawyer. We got to know him through the OJ trial.
Not only not only OJ, he was also sort of involved in Jussie Smollett, wasn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
He was,
wait,
as
what
I
did
remember.
He replace? He replaced a guy. Hold on. Let me see.
I think we know him. Wait.
There was a Chicago lawyer who was involved in that
couple
case.
Very prominent.
Right.
A couple of us were
well-dressed gentlemen.
I can't think of him. Oh, you know, it's the same guy that was sitting behind Michael Cohen.
Same guy.
In those hearings.
Yes.
That guy.
Now, I'll tell you about Michael Cohen's hearings. I'll tell you one thing about those hearings.
Okay.
The night before the hearings, Congressman Cummings called us up and said that he didn't want any lawyers sitting next to Michael Cohen.
Okay.
And we thought, what?
That's the whole point we
That's the whole point of being here. I can't sit next to him. And so I said, okay, because Cummings was in charge. He was in charge. Mm-hmm. He was the chairman. Yeah. He's in charge. So we said, okay, we sat behind him.
But isn't that the whole thing? Because didn't you, you know, totally want to do the Michael Hagan? Where you
give him advice?
Where you put your hand over the microphone,
right?
And
exactly.
Then you lean in and say something into his ear, and then people on the television go,
Michael,
like
in a golf voice,
that is his attorney, Michael Monaco, now giving him advice.
You know, the Hagan thing is that a Godfather reference, Drew?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's not the reference I want to hear.
Yeah, come on. He's sitting right
that's
here.
From
I'm
that
right
scene.
Here.
That's from
I'm right
that
here,
scene.
You know.
He can hear you.
I can hear you. I'd rather...
This committee owes
disrespectful.
My client an apology!
Yeah, exactly.
An apology! This committee is wrong! They owe my client an apology!
You're just like Roper. Man, you've got those down. You got that well
anyway,
down.
Here's the issue at the
I was thinking more like Brendan Sullivan represented... the former NRA head, who just left the NRA.
Wayne LaPierre?
No, not Wayne LaPierre. The other
kind.
Charlton
North.
Has
Ollie North.
Oh. Ollie North, right. He said, I'm not a potted plant. That was his line.
Yeah.
Finn's line.
All right, so you didn't get next to sit next to him.
So,
Mike, I guess we have to answer, was that legal? That was legal. That is correct.
Exactly.
That's legal
That's
for
legal.
Elijah Cummings. Okay, so now Donald Trump. Let's move along.
Okay.
Now that Avenatti's going away,
yeah.
You think Avenatti will go away on this?
Well, there are three different charges.
Yeah,
and he may have three separate trials.
But the one, if he gets convicted on any or all of these,
he's going away.
He's going away. Okay,
it's not a
probationary pay a fine guy.
Offense. No.
Okay. All right. So Donald Trump.
I mean, theoretically, it's probationary, but it's not mandatory, but it's close to it. What about Donald Trump?
There's a number of them here right now.
Yeah.
Can Donald Trump say he refuses to negotiate with Democrats on any legislation until they stop their, as he's calling them, phony investigations? Now, if they say, okay, we'll stop the phony one. I know there's one over here. We'll do that one. But the rest are real.
Where Russians, I mean, I don't understand why the president keeps saying that was a phony investigation when there was proof. They proved that Russia was involved in the campaign.
Because he'll say anything to make himself look better.
To help him. And he knew it. And his son knew it. And it's like, really? You still say that that's not a phony investigation?
Well, all right.
People went to jail.
So the question
I know
is,
one of them.
Can he stop? Yeah, you had a client that went to jail.
Yeah.
This entire committee owes my client an apology!
You know, that is very funny, Ro. Thank you very much, Michael. Stepping into your career here.
The point, thank you. I think that's well past. But let's talk about whether or not you can the president, can he say, I'm not going to negotiate with you unless you drop an investigation against me?
That sounds like obstruction too, doesn't it?
It does sound like obstruction.
It sounds like obstruction.
Does it walk like obstruction?
I don't know. The fact that it's a congressional hearing may make it a little less like obstruction.
Okay.
Because he's certainly obstructing a congressional hearing.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's plenty of evidence in the Mueller report that says that the president did engage in obstruction of justice.
Why doesn't Mueller want to just run to Capitol Hill?
I would think so.
And get up there.
I would
go,
think he'd be so upset over what Barr did in misrepresenting the report as he did.
Because if you read the report and you read the Mueller, you read the Mueller report and then you read the Barr letter, the 4-page letter, it is not accurate.
No,
the 4-page letter is not accurate.
It's completely false. It's just shocking.
But they're going with it. But that's the thing, because no one else has read the report.
Right, exactly.
And people just go along with it and go, well, they're totally exonerated.
Yeah, totally exonerated.
But
really?
So Bob Mueller thinks it would be viewed as too political if he came and testified. I guess I'm troubled a little bit about that, because if he sticks to the facts and maybe the American public would like to see that, like to hear from him personally.
Absolutely.
And I don't know how he would necessarily have to be political.
Yeah, they absolutely want to hear from him. They don't consider him political, I don't think. I don't think the public does.
I don't think there is, but I'll say this.
I'm still upset that Mueller did not subpoena the president to testify. I know it would take another year or so for the Supreme Court to finally get that issue, but that would have been an important issue, I think, for Mueller to follow up on. Because as it is now, still the president makes these statements that are just so outrageous.
Well, also documents that have been subpoenaed. And the White House refuses to comply with it.
Yeah, that's another problem.
Is that legal?
No, not that is not legal.
That is not legal.
No, put that one down on the list.
That is not
a long
legal.
List here.
Now, they did say today that I think the DOJ said that if the president issues an executive order claiming executive privilege, then possibly McMahon would not have to testify. But I think that's not true either, because
McGahn
is not Trump's personal lawyer. McGahn was the lawyer for the president of the United States, not for Donald Trump. And as such, like we've had those cases in Illinois, because as you may well remember, several governors had lawyers, and several of those lawyers had to testify because they were not lawyers for the individual person. They were the lawyers for the governor and paid by the state,
right?
Just like McGahn is paid by the federal government. And so he would have to testify, I'm sure. There you go.
Another. So you think he will, but so why is he not showing up? Why wouldn't he? I mean,
well,
you know, McGahn famously.
The president is ordering him not to. And I don't
but
understand.
But how does the president get to tell him to do that? He's a private citizen.
I don't know. I don't
the president cannot
know.
Tell a guy he can't show up if he's a private citizen. That seems like that's unconstitutional. Is that illegal?
That would seem like it's illegal, but. But
so far, everything's
he's
illegal.
He's got a lot on the list.
Yeah, it's a long list.
Uh-huh.
But that's an interesting question. If the president tells someone to do something, I mean, he's the president of the United States, he tells you not to testify, I would think it would be...
Because it's going to be bad for me. That seems like a crime, too.
That's exactly right.
Doesn't it?
That's
okay.
Exactly right.
See that? All right, we got another one.
Yeah, of course,
I have another one.
It would be a good defense. I didn't come here. Don't hold me in contempt. The president told me not to come.
But a president can't order a private citizen to do anything.
I suppose that's true, but...
Well, I think that's leads me to this question about the impeachment.
Does this involve Greece?
No, it does. I'd like to go to Greece, though, soon. It would be very nice.
This is not the point.
But no, but make me think of it now. Yeah. But if you move forward with impeachment, there's the political side of things, but there's also the legal side of it. And my understanding is that it opens up the ability for Congress to then get their hands on sensitive documents, tax returns, interviews with people who aren't cooperating that you can't currently do and get.
That is true. Under the law, according to previous case law, that where there is a impeachment investigation pending or ongoing, the courts have found that gives the Congress greater leeway in obtaining documents from the President of the United States. That's true. Now, we just saw a district court judge say that the president had to comply with certain of the congressional inquiries right now and did not require them to prove why they're asking for this information. So you might say, well, it's unnecessary to impeach the president in order to get all the information they want. On the other hand, I think you're exactly right, Anna, that it would be better for in terms of obtaining documents from the president and people around him if they were to begin an impeachment proceeding.
All right. Kim Jong-un, by the way, just called.
Everything he does is illegal.
Joe Biden.
I can answer that one.
thank you, Anna.
Just called Joe Biden an imbecile and low IQ.
What?
Who wrote that tweet for him?
He's learned at the foot of the master.
Right. He said, hey, Kim, I love you. Listen, I just want to say one thing. If you'd like to tweet something, I've got a really good idea. It's about Joe Biden. Call him low IQ.
Oh, God.
Also low energy.
What is happening?
That would be good.
It's amazing. The world is amazing.
I know. And then because Biden said that the Kim regime has tricked Donald Trump into going along with them.
All right. He's an imbecile. Go ahead, Kim. I love you.
Oh, God.
What are you wearing right now, Kim?
Oh,
that mouse suit. I love the mouse suit. Very slimming.
All right.
Well, very nice to see you.
Thank you.
No other questions. Thank God thank God none of the of your listeners called in with questions.
No,
thank God.
This was the celebrity version.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank God.
All right, let's check in with Kim Gordon. What's going on at the top of the hour?
The man known as the American Taliban set to be released from prison tomorrow.